وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Islamic Economy, a program in which we try to discuss the different dimensions of Islamic economy, a program dedicated to expound what Islam tells us about Islamic economy, how to spend, how to transact, what are the limitations of business, and so on. We have been discussing the subject of sadaqah in our previous session, and we mentioned some very important merits of sadaqah, and that is helping the poor. And we also said that not only is sadaqah advantageous to people, but it is also advantageous to the person who is giving directly. We have some advantages that pertain to the making of the soul and some advantages that are the benefits, the material and the spiritual benefits a person attains when he gives sadaqah and he helps the poor for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having discussed the subject of sadaqah and its importance and its merits, there is a very important question that arises, and it is important for us to respond to this question, because if we do not respond to this question, then the ambiguities will stay. And this question is that doesn't zakat and sadaqah nurture the culture of laziness? That means that by giving sadaqah to people who are needy, don't we encourage them to be lazy and not to work? Don't we encourage them to beg and stay at home and not think of how to earn in the right way and so on? Doesn't it nurture this culture or not? Now, in order to respond to this, I have enlisted some important points worthy of reflection. Insha'Allah, we will look at these points and try to understand that how does Islam encourage giving sadaqah, and really, is sadaqah an impediment to a person going to work? Is it something that nurtures laziness in us, or is it something that is very much recommended? And a person, not necessarily by getting sadaqah, would be led to laziness or would be led to not work as he must work so that he can earn his livelihood. One of the very important things worthy of reflection is that although Islam highly encourages giving, it highly discourages begging. So, although sadaqah is good to be given, we are told that give sadaqah, and it's very important for us to know that sadaqah is not necessarily only when a person comes and begs. Rather, you have to go and give the needy when you sense that there is a need in a place. So the question is, or the very important point is that although Islam highly encourages giving, it highly discourages begging. There are some narrations that tell us how evil and how bad is begging. For example, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, Shi'atuna man la yas'alu an-nasa walau mata ju'an. Now, if we try to ponder upon this beautiful saying, I will translate it and then we'll come to realize how powerful a tone does this saying have. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, our followers are those who do not ask from people, or our follower is one who does not ask from the people even if he dies out of hunger. So even if a person dies out of hunger, if he really knows and what should be done and how a person should behave, he would never beg. Yes, he would pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the original provider, and would anticipate that he himself finds a way for him. And he would obviously struggle, but he would never beg. So, Shi'atuna man la yas'alu an-nasa walau mata ju'an.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريكي يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic economy every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
إلا آيات للحب
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب.
Another interesting hadith is narrated from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir عليه السلام. He says, اتخذ الله عز وجل إبراهيم خليلا لأنه لم يرد أحدا ولم يسأل أحدا غير الله عز وجل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Ibrahim, peace be upon him, as a friend, because number one, he never rejected anyone who came and started begging near him. He would never refuse him, nor did he ask from anyone save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never begged. And this was one of the reasons why he was known as Khalilullah. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him as his friend. Another interesting hadith is narrated from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, Damina Rasulullah. This is a very interesting tradition. Pay attention so that we can understand what Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is trying to say. And look at the after effects also of this beautiful saying. ضَمِنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِقَوْمٍ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ الْجَنَّةَ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يَسْأَلُوا أَحَدًا شَيْئًا فَكَانَ الرَّجُلْ مِنْهُمْ يسقط صوته وهو على دابته فينزل حتى يتناوله كراهية أن يسأل أحدا شيئا. Beautiful hadith. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his progeny, guaranteed paradise to a group among the Ansar on the condition that they should not ask anything from anyone. So if they wanted paradise, they should observe this etiquette, and that is not to ask anything from anyone, that is not to beg from anyone. So when a man's whip would fall down while he was in his mount, he would descend and take it himself for disliking to have asked from anyone anything. Therefore, they were so cautious that even if their whip would fall down, they would not ask anybody near there that, can you please give me this whip? Or they, for example, in our times, if a person would like to off the light in the house, he would not go and tell his wife that, can you go and off the light, or tell his son, can you off the light, for example, he would himself do it. Or if he wanted something, he would himself go and take that thing. This is what actually the hadith means. Don't ask anyone. When you can do something yourself, you can struggle and earn yourself, and you can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell him to open for you the ways. Another very interesting hadith is narrated from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He is reported to have said, لا تسألوا إلا الله سبحانه فإنه إن أعطاكم أكرمكم وإن منعكم خار لكم. Do not ask save Allah, free from deficiency is He. For surely if He gives you, He will honor and venerate you. And if He deprives you, He chooses for you what is good for you. So it's very important to understand the tone of this hadith and the gist of what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to say. Imam says that look at the difference between, obviously he alludes to the fact that look at the difference between asking from a man, a human being, and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you ask Him, He is going to honor you and give you. But if He deprives you, it is because He wants the best for you. That is why He doesn't give you what you ask Him for. Another interesting hadith, again, is from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He is reported to have said, من سأل غير الله استحق الحرمان. This has a very strong tone. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, whosoever asks from other than Allah deserves deprivation. So if a person goes out begging, Islam does not encourage begging at all. Although giving sadaqah and helping people is something which is highly encouraged, and in fact we are told not to wait for the beggar to come to us, rather we should go towards the beggar. However, that doesn't mean that we are encouraging begging, no. It is crystal clear from these traditions that begging is something which is abhorred and reprimanded in Islam. According to this beautiful hadith that we have just quoted, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, whosoever asks from other than Allah deserves istahaq al-hirman, deserves deprivation. And therefore, Islam does not encourage any kind of begging. Rather, it discourages begging. InshaAllah, in the next episode, we will look at the continuation of this discussion, which is very important, that what are the lapses of giving sadaqah. And we came to realize that, you know, it is not necessary that a person will fall in the pitfall of begging, and he is not encouraged to be lazy, for example, if sadaqah is given to him. With this, we come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
Oh my Creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, the most gracious. Ya Rabbi bin Mustafa, balligh maqasidana. Waghfir lana ma madha, Ya wasi al-karami. O my Creator, O Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah, forgive our sins.